家，大家下午好，
Great to be here.
很开心来到这里。
This message here this afternoon, I don't feel qualified to teach on because being humble is not easy.
今天下午的主题是关于谦卑的。我自我感觉我没有资格去讲这个话题，因为变得谦卑是一件很不容易的事情。
Can you hear me okay?
大家听我不错吗？
All right, good.
还可以。
And so, I guess maybe the older you get, sometimes it's hard to stay humble.
我猜，当我们逐渐长大的时候，越来越发现谦卑是一件很难的事情。
So on your message notes, maybe you got them. I think you probably were sent them. Great. I'm just going to follow along and I'm going to talk a little bit about what pride is, number one. Then I'm going to talk about how to be humble.
大家已经拿到了今天下午的这个讲义。首先，我会讲什么是骄傲；其次，我们要讲怎么样可以变得谦卑。
Along in the message notes.
我们来看一下这个讲义。
So to begin with, we often think of being humble is we think of a lack of arrogance, a lack of pride.
当我们看到谦卑的时候，我们常会想到这个人没有自大的心情，没有骄傲的心情。
We have a very low view of ourselves, not a high view, but we are have a low view of ourselves.
对自己看的不是那么的重。
But biblical humility goes beyond that.
但是从圣经所教导的谦卑，要比这样的教导要多很多，丰富很多。
Biblical unity has to do more with being able to receive the wisdom of God.
圣经的教导更侧重于从神那块去接收关于谦卑的智慧。
I'm sure you're familiar with Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 that says, Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
相信大家都很。
Sorry.
相信大家都很熟悉啊，《箴言书》三到五节，要倚靠耶和华，不要倚靠自己的聪明才智。
But in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path.
在所有的事情上面都要指向耶和华，他会引导你走前面的路。
So being humble, you know, is being humble is being open to God to fill him in your life.
谦卑的人实际上就是把自己敞开，敞开向神去接收神的智慧。
So the opposite of humility is pride.
谦卑的对立面是骄傲。
So where did pride come from?
骄傲是从哪里来的呢？
Did it come from you and me?
从你或者从我来的吗？
Did it come from Adam and Eve?
骄傲是从亚当和夏娃来的吗？
Where did selfishness come?
这种自私的这种自私的心理是从哪里来的呢？
So the first scripture I'd like to read is from Isaiah, chapter 14, and we'll look at Isaiah 14, 12 through 14.
我们要先看的经文是以赛亚书十四章十二到十四节。
And we can start reading that, or maybe you can just read it in Chinese. We can save some time. Yeah, go ahead.
经文是这么说的：明亮之星，早晨之子啊，你何竟从天坠落？你这攻灭列国的，何竟被砍倒在地上？你心里曾说：我要升到天上，我要高举我的宝座在神众星以上。我要坐在聚会的山上，在北方的极处，我要升到高云之处，我要与至高至上者同等。
So you see here that Lucifer was the anointed angel, the anointed cherub.
我们这里看到这个天使长，他是被高抹的天使的领导者。
And we see the beginning of pride right here in Lucifer's heart, in Satan's heart.
我们从这里看到这个骄傲的源头就是在这个天使长的心里面。
You will notice here in this chapter, he says, I will, I will, I will, I will. He says, I will 5 times.
这里天使长他说我要怎么怎么样，我要怎么怎么样，一共说了五次。
And so we see that right here, that Satan was trying to put himself first before God.
在这里我们看到撒旦他试图把自己放在上帝之前。
He was saying, I'm number one.
他说我是第一的。
And in English, you know, we spell sin, S-I-N.
在英语里面我们拼写这个罪是 S-I-N.
And that stands for saying, I'm number one.
把它扩充一下，每个字母代表的就是你看我是第一的。
Now, this is a great mystery in the Christian faith. One of the greatest mysteries in the Christian faith is this right here.
在基督教的教育里面，其中之一很有 mystery, 就是很神秘的一个地方，就是这一段经文。
Yeah, this is hard to understand because Satan or Lucifer, he was the head angel. He was the leader of the angels. He was beautiful. He was very intelligent.
这段经文不是很好理解。这个天使长在圣经里面，他是非常有全能的，他是天使的领导者，然后他很漂亮，他也很有能力。
And he saw the power of God, and he saw the love of God, and he saw the truth of God, the love, the power, and the truth. He was with him for a long time.
他看到了神的伟大，看到了神的这种光芒，这种荣耀，看到了神的真理。他和上帝有很长一段时间同在。
He saw that God was humble, that God was kind, that God was gentle, that God was good.
在他眼里，上帝是一个很和善、很谦卑、很有爱、很良善的人，很良善的。
So why would he want to hurt God?
为什么他想伤害上帝呢？
That's like you being with your grandmother or your grandfather, and you see that he's strong, he's loving, he's good.
就好像你和你的祖父祖母在一起，你看到他们很强壮，很有能力。
You would never think about hurting your grandmother or your grandfather.
但是你从来不会想过去伤害你的祖母或者是祖父。
So why would Satan want to hurt God by rebelling against him and wanting to become greater than him? Why?
为什么撒旦要反抗上帝，一定要比上帝要强呢？为什么呢？
We don't know why.
我们不知道为什么。
This is one of the great mysteries of the Christian faith.
这是基督信仰里面其中一个很神秘的地方。
Maybe when we get to be God face to face, we'll understand why.
也许有一天我们和神面对面的时候，就知道到底是为什么了。
But just because we don't understand why Satan became that way, we do understand. We do understand why we become that way.
撒旦他为什么要反抗神，我们不知道。但是从这块我们知道，作为人，我们为什么会反抗神。
Because Satan tempts us to make us to worship him.
因为撒旦他有时候会住在我们的心里面，让我们去敬拜撒旦，而不是去敬拜上帝。
So let this be a warning to us.
让这个成为对我们的一个警告。
You can sing great worship songs.
你可以唱很崇敬的那种崇敬的歌曲。
You can become a great Bible teacher.
你可以成为一个很伟大的圣经的老师。
You can spend a lot of time with God.
你可以和神有很长的相处时间。
And you still can be prideful.
但你仍有可能变得很骄傲。
you know a lot of spiritual leaders that are struggle with pride and power. There's lots of spiritual leaders that want to exercise power.
你知道有很多的属灵领袖，他们在和骄傲做斗争，是一个很不容易的过程。他们手里面有很多的权力，一不留神就变得骄傲了。
The Pharisees were like that, and if you're a spiritual leader, you could become a Pharisee. Be careful.
法利赛人就是这种情况。如果你是属灵的领袖的话，你一定要小心，很有可能会变得骄傲。
So how do we avoid that?
那我们怎么样避免这种情况发生呢？
Let the word of God not just be in your head, but let it be in your heart.
不要让圣经上的知识、神的话语只存在于脑袋里面，而我们应该要让神的话语放在我们的心里面。
There should never be a day when you don't confess your sins. Before you go to bed, I do this a lot. Before you go to bed, say, Lord, I'm sorry. I should have done this or I didn't do this. Confess your sins regularly.
每一天都要到神面前去悔改认罪。我每天晚上都会跟神祷告说，对不起，我今天做了这件事情或者做了那件事情。
Because you can believe in God, but you can still be proud.
很有可能每天都和神在一起，但是很有可能也会变得骄傲。
Satan believes in God, but is he a Christian?
撒旦他相信神，但是他是基督徒吗？
No, because he has never repented of his sins and he has never received the Lord of his life.
不，因为撒旦从来没有认过自己的罪，他也没有认神做他生命的主。
So truth is not enough.
所以真理，仅仅有真理是不够的。
The truth has to change you and me.
这个真理必须要改变你，也改变我。
So pride is saying I'm number one.
骄傲第一点是说我是第一的，我是首要的。
Pride, secondly, is saying that you think you're better than somebody else.
第二点，骄傲是你认为比别人要强。
We call this relational superiority in English. Relational superiority. You think you're superior to somebody else.
我们把这个称作关系上的优越。
Let me ask you a question, my brothers and sisters, my family. Let me ask you a question.
弟兄姐妹们，问你一个问题。
When somebody does better than you are, maybe somebody sings better than you are, or teaches better than you are, or maybe, you know, just the other person is better than you are. Are you jealous of them?
如果有人比你强，比如有人唱歌比你好，有人教导比你好，你会嫉妒他们吗？
When others succeed, do you clap? Do you say, way to go? Or do you like to look for some problems in their success?
当对方成功的时候，你会鼓掌表示庆祝，还是你会盯着对方去看他有什么问题没有？
If you have a hard time celebrating someone's accomplishments, then you struggle with pride, and I struggle with pride.
如果你在和别人去同时去欢庆那种成功有困难的话，有障碍的话，那你有可能会经历了这种骄傲上的这种困难。
So don't put yourself first, and don't think you're better than somebody else. Those don't.
不要把自己放在首要的，放在别人之前，也不要认为自己比别人好，不要这个样子。
Number three, pride is being independent from God.
第三，骄傲是不依靠上帝。
Do you remember when David was on the roof? The King David was on the roof, and he looked at the woman taking a bath.And he committed a sin with that woman.
你还记不记得，就是大卫王他在圣经里面站在房顶上去看对面有一个女性在洗澡。
Normally, when you go on the roof in that culture, you're supposed to be praising God. The roof was there to pray to God. You go to the top to praise Him.
在大卫的那个时候，上房顶是为了去敬拜神。
I lived in the Middle East for 5 years. And those homes in the Middle East, they'd always have a grape arbor, you know, a grape shelter, a fruit shelter on top of their roof where the sun was.
我在中东那块待了五年的时间，他们那块会有一个房顶用来做遮盖。
And you go up there and you feel so peaceful and it's shady and it's cool and the wind is there and that's a place for you to worship.
在那里的话，可以上到房顶上去，那块有阴凉，然后很清凉，在那里你会觉得很放松，然后去敬拜神。
So David was not worshiping God, he was worshiping his pleasure.
大卫王他上到房顶上，他不是去敬拜神，他是去敬拜满足自己的这种私欲。
So number four, pride is depending on yourself, not just being independent from God, not being independent,but dependent upon yourself.
第四点，骄傲是倚靠自己，不单单是不倚靠神，还有是不倚靠倚靠自己。
You say, I know what's best for me and how to get to things to please me. It's all about knowing what's best for me, not for others, but for me.
可能会说，我知道最好的事情是对我最好的事情。我也知道怎么样来取悦自己。
You know, and you were talking about marriage and relationships. You know, marriage is about not looking at your own interest, but looking at the interest of someone else.
我们以婚姻关系为例，婚姻关系它不仅仅是满足自己想要的，去关注自己的需要，更多的是关注对方有什么样的需要。
And one of the things that my wife and I like to do is we love to take walks because by walking and talking, we feel like we can get closer to each other.
我和我的妻子最常做的一件事情就是出去走路。通过走路，我们边走边聊天，我们的关系就会加强了。
So being prideful is not putting yourself first or thinking better than other people.But is being dependent upon God. That's humility.
谦卑并不是把自己放在第一位，觉得自己比别人强，然后不依靠上帝。
Now, let's go to the second word, humble.
我们来看下一个单词，关于谦卑的。
Number one, to be humble is to hate evil.
谦卑的人是恨恶邪恶的人。
And let's look at Proverbs 8:13. Can you turn to your Bible to Proverbs 8:13?
我们把圣经翻到箴言书八章十三节。
And you can see, and this is one of the best verses in the Bible that talks about what it means. To fear God.
这是圣经里面所记录的关于敬畏耶和华最伟大的经文之一。
So Proverbs 8:13 says, "To fear the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride, arrogance, evil behavior, and perverse speech."
敬畏耶和华在乎恨恶邪恶。Sorry.
Oh, I like that. A beautiful music in the background.So we have the fear of God is equal to hating evil. And so if you hate evil, then you have a fear of God and then you're humble.
我们这里看到敬畏耶和华在乎恨恶邪恶，那恨恶邪恶就是敬畏耶和华的一种方式。
Turn to Proverbs 22:4.
我们来看《箴言书》二十一章第四节。
22:4.
And you can see 二十二章第四节。
Humility and the fear of the Lord bring wealth, honor, and life. Humility and fear of the Lord.
敬畏耶和华存谦卑，就有富有尊荣、生命为赏赐。看到敬畏耶和华和谦卑之间的关系。
So.Fear and humility of the Lord go together.
敬畏耶和华和谦卑在一起。
And the fear of the Lord is to hate evil.
敬畏耶和华是恨恶邪恶。
So number two, to be humble means you have to understand your origin. Number two.
第二点，谦卑是关于明白我们是从哪里来的。
Turn to a Psalm 139.
我们来看诗篇三十九篇。
Psalm 139, verse 14.
诗篇一百三十九篇第十四节。
It says, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
我要称谢你，因我受造奇妙可畏。
Your works are wonderful, and I know full well.
你的作为奇妙，这是我心深知道的。
So, if you want to stay humble, remember where you came from.
如果你想保持谦卑的话，你必须知道是从哪里来的。
Think of your mother and father right now.
现在想想你的父母们。
When you're with your mother and your father, don't you feel humble?
你在和你父母待在一起的时候，你是否觉得自己谦卑呢？
Why do you feel humble when you're with your mother and your father?
你为什么会觉得谦卑呢？在和你父亲、母亲待在一起的时候。
Because you understand that they helped you in your life, and if it wasn't for them, you wouldn't exist.
因为你明白是通过他们的帮助你才能够活在这个世界上，如果没有他们的帮助，你甚至不存在。
I've noticed over many years, I've been in a lot of counseling situations for many years, and the people that have the most problems are the ones that don't have a good relationship with their parents. Am I right?
我在过去的很多年的辅导的经历中，我发现那些有问题的人们，他们往往是跟自己的父母没有一个很好的关系。我说的对吗？
But when you have a good relationship with your parents, you stay humble.
当你和你的父母有一个很好的关系的时候，你会变得谦卑。
I could say a lot about that. But so the point is that when you're connected with your creator, you stay humble because you understand your origin.
关于这一点我能分享的有很多，总的来说就是当你和你创造你的有一个很好的关系的时候，你就会变得和其他的人关系也变得很好，就会变得谦卑。
So number one, hate evil. Number two, understand your origin. And number three, have a correct view of yourself.
第一点是恨恶邪恶，谦卑的第一点恨恶邪恶，第二点是知道我们是从哪里来的，第三点就是有一个健康的看待自己的观点。
And in James chapter 4 verse 6, can you read that? In English it says, God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. James 4, 6.
James 4, 6. 在雅各书四章第六节说，
We already talked about pride, so I won't go there.
神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
So don't think of yourself too high.
不要认为自己，把自己看得过高。
But don't think of yourself too low.
但也不要把自己看低。
There's a danger in either one extreme or the other.
如果走的极限的话，或高或者或低都不好，都很有危险。
Number four, be thankful to God for his mercy. If you want to be a humble person, be thankful to God for his mercy.
第四点，谦卑就是感谢神，感谢他的仁慈。如果你想变得谦卑，你就要感谢神，感谢上帝。
And in Luke 18:13, it says, O God, be merciful to me, I'm a sinner.
在路加福音十八章十三节，有一个税吏远远地站着，连举目望天也不敢，只垂着胸说，神啊，开恩，可怜我这个罪人。
And you remember the story when the two people were there and before God, one person said, I'm glad I'm not like that person.
你记得在这里面有一个故事，两个人站在圣殿前，一个人说，你看看我不像另外那个人，我做了什么什么。
But the other one, the poor man, he said, you know, oh God, be merciful, I'm a sinner.
但是另一个趴在地上的那个罪人，他说，主啊，你饶恕我这个罪人。
I am, my wife and I are very thankful today because our oldest grandson accepted Christ into his heart.
我和我的妻子感到很开心的一件事情，是我五岁的孙子，接受了耶稣，成为他的救主，把他放在了心里。
He's very young, he's only 5 years old, but he understands about God and about sin.
他还很小，他只有五岁，但是他认识了神，他也认识到什么是罪。
And in a sense, for all of us to come to know God, we have to humble ourselves as a child. Amen?
在某种程度上说，当我们决定接受耶稣的时候，我们实际上也就谦卑了自己。
Number five, lean not on your own understanding.
第五点，不要依靠自己的智慧。
That's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. We already talked about that.
我们刚才已经谈到了箴言书三章五到六节。
And number six, way of being humble, is to exalt God, not yourself.
第六点关于谦卑的是要高举神，而不是我们自己。
If you turn to Psalm 73, can we do that? Turn to Psalm 73.
我们把圣经翻到诗篇七十三篇。
Psalm 73, 25 and 26.
二十五到二十六节。
And you can read that in Chinese. Psalm 73, 25 and 26.
除你以外，在天上我还有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。我的肉体和我的心肠衰残，但神是我心里的力量，又是我的福分，直到永远。
This one here talks about that when we get to heaven, all we have is God.
这一段经文谈到，当我们到了天堂的时候，我们所有的就是神。
And David knew this. David knew that in heaven,It was only him and God.
大卫清楚地知道，在天堂只有上帝。
So we not only have to have an understanding of our origin. Number one, it's very important. Everybody, please listen to this. It's extremely important.
大家一定要仔细听，这个非常非常关键。我们必须要知道自己是从哪里来的。
Not only do we have to have an understanding of where we came from, but number two,We have to have an understanding of where we're going, our destiny.
首先，我们一定要知道自己是从哪里来的。第二点，我们也要清楚地知道我们的目的地，我们的最终会落在哪里。
Understanding of our origin and understanding of our destiny.
知道我们从哪里来的，又要知道我们到哪里去。
It's very important for remaining humble.
这个是保持谦卑的非常关键的要点。
And I love this psalm. It's one of my favorite psalms because I could almost hear David singing this psalm.
我非常喜欢这一段诗篇的经文，因为我仿佛能够听到大卫他在唱这段诗篇。
Can you imagine David out there as a shepherd and he's sitting there in the at nighttime and he sees the stars in the sky?
你能想象吗？大卫他是一个牧羊人，他在原野的时候望着满天的星空，然后他唱出了这个诗篇。
David spent a lot of time outside.
大卫很多的时间都是在外面的，都是在原野上面的。
And then all of a sudden he sings this song.
突然他就唱起了这一段诗篇。
Maybe it sounded like this.
可能他唱起来是这个样子的。
Whom have I in heaven but you, and besides thee I desire nothing on the earth, my flesh and my heart.May fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever, forever. And he continues to just sing one psalm after the other.
他一段一段的唱下去，一首接一首的唱下去。那中文的旋律可能就是这个样子的：除你以外，不啦不啦不啦。
除你以外，哒哒哒哒哒哒。Love it, love it, love it, love it. One of my favorite songs. I feel so close to God when I hear that song. Well, music can do that. Music can keep you humble. Amen. I like that song by the choir, by the way. It's a beautiful song. It brings me to tears every time I hear it. Thank you for singing it. So, we've talked about what pride is. We talked about what humility is.
我们刚才讨论了什么是骄傲，然后也讨论了什么是谦卑。
I want to end in the last 10 minutes with one more thought.
在接下来的十分钟要再跟大家分享一个观点。
I want to talk about how do you stay humble? How do you do it?
想跟大家分享怎么样可以有一个谦卑的心。
We already talked about some things.
我们已经讨论了一些内容。
We already talked about making sure that you confess your sins.
我们已经讨论了要确保我们每天都会认自己的罪。
We already talked about singing and opening your heart to God.
我们也讨论了要把自己的心敞开，接受上帝的智慧。
We already talked about being thankful.
我们讨论了要感恩神。
But there's one more thing we need to discuss before we go.
在我们结束之前，还有一件事情要讨论的是。
And that's having a fear of God.
就是敬畏耶和华。
If you turn to Psalm, chapter 16.
我们把圣经翻到诗篇第十六篇。
Verse 6.
第六节。
And I'll read it in English and then in Chinese. I'm sorry, did I say Proverbs 16, verse 6? Proverbs 16, verse 6. Through love and faithfulness,Sin is atoned for. Through the fear of the Lord, a man avoids evil. Through the fear of the Lord, the man avoids evil.
Is it Proverbs 16?
Proverbs, yeah. Proverbs 16, 6, excuse me.
因怜悯诚实，罪孽得赎，敬畏耶和华的远离恶事。
So, fearing God, you avoid evil. You avoid pride, because pride is evil.
敬畏耶和华的远离恶事，远离恶事也会远离，骄傲，因为骄傲就是恶事。
So on your notes, I've given you five things to avoid fear, five ways to avoid fear.
在我们的讲义上面，我介绍了五种，保持谦卑、远离骄傲的方法。
But I'm only going to talk about two because that's all the time I have left. You can read the rest later.
我们只要讨论两点，因为时间的原因。
Number one, a faithful gathering and study of the Word of God.
第一点就是我们要聚会，要一起来学习，忠诚的学习上帝的话语。
And you can read this in Deuteronomy chapter 31.12 and 13. You can read it in Chinese to save time. So please read the Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 12 and 13.
Okay. 要招聚他们男女孩子，并城里寄居的，使他们听，使他们学习，好敬畏耶和华你们的神，谨守遵行这律法的一切话，也使他们未曾晓得这律法的儿女得以听见，学习敬畏耶和华你们的神。在你们过约旦河要得为业之地存活的日子，常常这样行。
And you can see two things here in this scripture. Two things. One, he says, assemble the people. Get the people, just like right now on Zoom, you are assembling the people.
在这段经文，我们清楚地看到两个 重点，一方面是要招聚他的孩子，就好像我们现在在用 Zoom 这个软件在聚会一样。
And then secondly, it says to hear the word of God.
第二点就是要听神的话。
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, not reading. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
信心是从听见来的，那听见是听神的话。
Now, it doesn't mean reading is bad. Of course, reading is good. We need to read, but we need to often read out loud. This is very interesting.
我并不是说
Try to read it out loud so you can hear yourself read it.
我并不是说读不重要，读非常重要，但是读出来，这样我们耳朵可以听见，这个更重要。
Because how we are made is how we should learn. For all you teachers out there, how you are made is how you should learn. You are made with two ears. You're made with eyes. You're made with a mouth. You're made with hands.
我们所被造，我们被造的这种方式也决定了我们学习的一种方式。我们有两个耳朵，我们可以去听，我们可以去说，我们可以去看。
So if you want to grow in anything, really in anything, not just in the Bible, but if you want to grow in your faith, read it, hear it, speak it, write it, hear it, see it, speak it, and write it, and you will remember it better.
无论什么，无论在哪一方面我们想有长进的，都要记住用我们所被造的这些肢体，用耳朵去听，眼睛去看。嘴巴去说，用手去写。
Turn to Psalm 119.
我们来看诗篇119篇。
Yeah, Psalm 119 verses 104 and 105. Psalm
经文104和106节。
Yeah, 104 and 105. Psalm 119.It says, I gain understanding from your precepts. Therefore, I hate every wrong path. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path.
我借你的训词得以明白，所以我恨一切的假道。你的话是我眼前脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
And then 107, I have suffered much. Preserve my life, O Lord, according to your word.Verse 107.
我甚是受苦，耶和华，求你照你的话将我救活。
So the word is a lamp, and the reason the word is a lamp because verse 104 says he gains understanding. The Bible gives him understanding of evil and of good.
第105节说你的话是我脚前的灯，为什么是灯呢？因为神的话可以让我们明白他的训词。
And then verse 107 says this has helped him to keep him from suffering. He has already suffered a lot and he doesn't want to continue to suffer.
这些话也帮助他把他救活，因为大卫已经受了很多的苦了，他不想再受苦，所以他要去转向神的话。
You remember, David suffered a lot. David had a very wonderful heart towards God, but David also committed a lot of sin.
你是否记得，大卫他非常渴慕神的话，他受了很多的苦，然后他受了很多的苦是因为自己所犯的罪。
His sin with Bathsheba, his first son died, and his two other sons died.Absalom died, Amnon died, and also his first son died.
他因为这个别示巴，这个女人所犯的罪所导致的结果是他儿子一个接一个的死掉。
And then he had problems with Solomon had lots of problems with having many wives.
大卫所犯的罪也遗传到了所罗门那里，也影响到了他的儿子所罗门。所罗门有很多的妻子。
So God forgave David, but he still had the consequences of his forgivable sin.
上帝原谅了大卫，但是大卫所犯的罪依然要承担相应的后果。
So David, if David was right here, not me, but David,
如果大卫是站在镜头前面的话，
if David could come down from heaven right now, if David could come down from heaven right now, he would say to you, brothers and sisters, don't make the same mistake I did. Don't do it.
如果大卫现在可以来到我们当中，他一定会告诉所有人，弟兄姐妹们，千万不要犯罪，不要犯和我一样的罪。
David would say to you, don't isolate yourself from God, and don't isolate yourself from people. Stay dependent upon God, and stay connected with people. Make sure you do that, or you will be in trouble. Sorry.
大卫一定会对你说，大家一定不要和神隔绝，一定不要和弟兄姐妹隔绝，要常常的和神联系到一起，也常常的和弟兄姐妹一起聚会。
And finally, one more way to have the fear of God in your life is to examine God's creation.
第二点，能够变得谦卑，远离骄傲，是时常的去看上帝的创造。
And you can read this in Exodus chapter 20, 18 and 19. So this will be our last scripture. Turn to Exodus 20, 18 and 19. And this might surprise you. This might really surprise you about how God wants to be with you. Exodus 20, 18 and 19. Let's just read it in English or Chinese.
出埃及记二十章十八到十九节。众百姓见雷轰、闪电、角声，山上冒烟，就都发颤，远远的站立，对摩西说：“求你和我们说话，我们必听；不要神和我们说话，恐怕我们死亡。”
When they saw the thunder, when they saw the lightning, when they heard the trumpet. Joy, you want to do that? No, you don't have to do that. My wife says I swallowed a trumpet, so maybe I have it in my stomach. I don't know. But when they heard the thunder, when they heard the lightning, when they heard the trumpet, they said, I don't want to speak to God. If God speaks to me, I will die.
这些人当他们看到这些景象的时候，他们就很害怕，说不要神跟我们说话，恐怕我们就死了。
When you were a boy, little boy or a little girl, do you remember the thunder and you got afraid and you ran to your mom's room or something, you know, like, wow.
你还记不记得当你小的时候听见这个电闪雷鸣的声音，你很害怕，躲到妈妈的怀里面就很害怕的哆嗦。
As I mentioned before, people who spend more time in nature,are more humble. Think about the farmer. Do you know very many proud farmers? I don't care what country you go to. I've been in many countries. And I mean very few farmers that are proud. Many of them are very humble.
如果刚才所说的，当一个人和自然越亲近的时候，这个人就越不可能变得谦卑。越不可能变得骄傲，就是越谦卑。你是否有见过很骄傲的农夫吗？我这么多年来都没有见过。
I love talking to farmers, you know, I always feel closer to God when I talk to a farmer, I don't know why.
我很喜欢和农夫去交谈，我觉得从他们身上也能看到很多上帝的创造的奇妙之处。
Because maybe they have to just depend on God more for the rain, I don't know.
或许他们更多的依靠上帝去降雨，去滋润这些庄稼，我也不知道是不是这个原因。
I want to show you two more slides, and Joy, I think you have that in the PowerPoint. One is a slide and one is a video, and then we'll end for today. And it's the last thing before we go. Sorry, it's a little bit late, but I want to show you a slide and I want to show you a video. First, the slide. You will see the latest discovery of the scientists right now.
我们马上就要发现最新的科学家们的。
Can we do the second slide, Joy? The second one, yeah. You see here on your screen, you see here that this is something they've recently discovered, that 8 billion years ago, this was a galaxy. It's called Sagittarius. You see on the upper left-hand corner, there's a very small galaxy, that's right. And this galaxy collided with the Milky Way galaxy, our galaxy. And it, yes.
在八十亿年前的话，这个研究是科学家最近发现的。在八十亿年前，有一个这样的一个galaxy， 然后它和这个星系的话，和银河系是离得很远。
And the galaxy collided several times. The first time, 5.7 billion years ago. Then again, 2 billion years ago.Then again, 1 billion years ago, it collided 3 times with our galaxy.
在十亿年前，这一个星系的话撞击了银河系三次。
And then, the last slide, that's how our universe was established.
现在这就是我们所处的银河系。
Now, I look at this, and I think to myself,This is how the human body came into existence, is through a collision?
我看到这个图的时候，我就在想，难道我们人的这个生命，人的身体，就是通过这样的撞击形成的吗？
Can we have intelligence from non-intelligence?
我们可能获得这个智力是从那些没有智力的而来的吗？
Can we have order from disorder?
我们可能从无序中被创造出来有序吗？
If you make pancakes, you put an egg and a flour and milk, and you mix it together, and you come up with a pancake, but you don't come up with a human life.
我们可能在做煎饼的时候，把鸡蛋、牛奶放到一起，出来是一个煎饼，但是我们不会从这个过程中创造出生命。
Now let's contrast this.Let's compare this with the human eye.
我们来用这个。
Let's look at this next video. I want to show you the video of the human eye. Let's play this.
通过这个视频的话，想跟大家展示一下人眼。
Light of the world enters through the crystal transparency of the cornea, aqueous humor, lens, and vitreous humor to project onto the photoreceptors of the retina, whose impulses converge on the optic nerve and then to the brain.
Thank you for translating that into Chinese. Thank you so much. You see, my friends, when you see the miracle of the human body, doesn't that do something to your heart?
当我们看到我们身体这么多奇妙的地方，难道我们心里面不会觉得有神在做工吗？
People say, where is God? I don't see him. Where is God? I don't see him. People say that.
人们喊着说，哪里有神？神在哪儿？我看不见神。
And I tell them, you see them. You see God.
我告诉他们，你看见了神。
You see God with the eye that he created you with.
你每时每刻都可以看见神，用他所创造你的这副眼睛所看见的。
Every time you look through these two eyes, you see God.
每一次你通过这副眼睛所看到的事物，你看到的就是神。
You see what he created you with.
你看到他是用什么样的方式创造了你。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father in heaven.
天上的父。
Thank you so much for our time together.
谢谢我们大家在一起的时间。
And I know it's gone very quickly.
我知道时间过得很快。
But Lord, please help us to stay humble before you.
主啊，但求你帮助我们在你面前谦卑下来。
Please don't help us to think we are number one.
帮助我们不要把我们自己想到万事的前面。
Please help us not to think we are better than other people.
帮助我们不要让我们觉得自己比别人强。
Help us to stay dependent upon you.
帮助我们更多的依靠你。
Help us to stay in fellowship with each other.
帮助我们和弟兄姐妹彼此之间有更多的团契。
Help us to have a correct understanding of our origin.
帮助我们对我们从哪里来的这个问题上有一个正确的理解。
Help us to have a correct understanding of our destiny, our future.
帮助我们对自己的未来和将要去到哪里有一个正确的理解。
Help us to continue to gather together and to study your word.
帮助我们聚集在一起来学习你的话语。
And help us to continue to examine your creation.
帮助我们更加看到并且检视你所创造的东西。
If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ today, I want you to guide you in a prayer.
如果你今天还不认识耶稣基督的话，我想带领你做接下来的祷告。
Just repeat after me and invite Jesus into your life.
就重复我的祷告，把耶稣基督邀请到你的心里。
Dear Jesus, I'm sorry for my sins.
亲爱的耶稣，我很抱歉我所犯下的罪过。
I ask you to come into my life.
我请你进入到我的生命当中。
I believe that you died and that you rose again. That's right, just repeat after me. I believe that you died and you rose again.
我相信你死了，但是又从死里复活。
And I want to live with you forever.
我想和你一直在一起，直到永远。
And Lord, I pray for anyone who had prayed that prayer just now, that you would help them to share the news with a friend.
亲爱的天父，我为刚才做了以上祷告的弟兄姐妹而祷告，求你帮助他们可以把你的生命更多的分享给他们。
And that friend would help them to grow in Christ.
这样他们的朋友就会帮助那些祷告过的人在你的里面能够更多的成长。
Be with us today, Lord, and I pray that if there's anybody that is sick among us, that you would heal them.
与我们众弟兄姐妹同在，若我们当中有生病的肢体，就求你医治他。
Maybe somebody is physically sick or mentally sick of depression. I pray, God, that you would give them healing and joy.
不管是肉体上的，还是心理上的，还有那些情绪上，抑郁的， 主要都求你的话可以医治他们。
Maybe there's somebody who is struggling from worry or anxiety or fear. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name, you would remove the worry and the anxiety and the fear and replace it with your perfect love.
也许当中有人在经历焦虑、担心，主要求你的爱，求你感化他们，让他们从这样的捆绑中解脱出来。
We ask this, Lord, in Jesus' name.
我们以上所做的祷告都是奉耶稣基督的名求。阿门。
Amen.
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 We give the benediction.
Yeah.